The New Republic invokes Joni Ernst's abusive husband to promote election story. By Kyle Morris on September 17, 2020. The New Republic is facing backlash after it drew a comparison between Senator Joni Ernst's abusive husband and her Senate career under abusive President Donald Trump. The now-deleted remarks from the publication came in a tweet linked to an article titled Behind Every Republican Man, which lambasted Senator Ernst for her efforts to represent Iowa as a Republican in the United States Senate. Joni Ernst survived an abusive husband, the tweet stated. Her Senate career may not survive an abusive president. The tweet was met with immediate distaste from several of those on social media, including former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and The View host Meghan McCain. It's disgraceful but not at all surprising to see the liberal mob come after yet another strong conservative woman, Sanders wrote. I stand with U.S. Senator Joni Ernst, a mom, veteran, and survivor, against the cruel, evil and dehumanizing attacks from the liberal mob. What a disgusting, vile, sexist headline, McCain said. Way to victim shame. Others who weighed in on the matter include Senator Chuck Grassley, United States Senate candidate Representative Tom Cotton, and other prominent political journalists. I was just shown a tweet ABT my friend and colleague sent Ernst in a left-wing magazine, Grassley said in a tweet. The New Republic should be ashamed and apologize to Joni. This type of treatment is despicable, Grassley added. The left's hatred of pro-Trump runs so deep they're willing to throw basic decency out the window. This is disgusting, Cotton said. Have some decency and delete this trash. Trust me, there is a way to write a critical piece about Joni Ernst, without doing this, said CNN contributor Amanda Carpenter. Imagine being a successful woman who lived through abuse only to have it tossed back in your face like this as your career is on the edge, Carpenter added in a separate tweet. What total steaming garbage. Really at Carrie Howley? Seung-min Kim, a White House reporter for The Washington Post, expressed her frustration with the tweet, saying let's not do this. As of the time this article was written, no apology from the New Republic had been issued for the tweet. Breitbart News reached out to the New Republic for more information on the tweet, but no immediate response was given. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.